132 here at Kate Radio Afternoons with Aaron and our usual Wednesday guest at this time, Jim Haney, co-head coach, the Albert Lea Boys and Girls Cross Country team, to talk about our runners. And Jim, a good afternoon, and like always, thank you for the time.
Well, thank you for having me.
Now, before we talk about what happened in the Afarebo meet and talk about what's coming up for a meet tomorrow, and we're still going to hook up with this young man and get him on the radio, but I want to get your comments on our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week, Gavin Hankey. I love the bio that you sent over about him, especially that he's really big into a fantasy football and the stock markets.
Yeah. Gavin is an absolute gem to work with. He's been with my program now for 3-4 years. He's been a leader all the way through, and it's so exciting to see him do so well. And he's got all these unique kind of hobbies, fantasy football. I think he's in 3-4 leagues. And I call him Daddy Warbucks because he keeps an eye on stocks. And in fact, today he said that Apple stock was down because of something that happened. But I bet you he checks his phone every hour or so to see how his stocks are doing and that type of thing. So I want to thank Kate and yourself for picking Gavin, because he represents what's best in Albert Lea High School, not only in sports, but also as a student. Phenomenal young man, and thank you for that honor for him.
Absolutely. Now, I saw on your email as well, you mentioned his best time, his career best, was at that St. Olaf meet running, I think it was a 17:09, and his goal is to get under 17 minutes. That's quite an accomplishment to be running that fast.
Yeah. He knows that he has an excellent chance to be the section champion. So far, all the teams that we've run against in our section, he has beaten all those runners quite handily. So he'll find out more tomorrow, obviously. But, we believe that he should be running in October right around 16:30. And it's going to be tough, but he can do these things. And he's ready.
Jim Haney, co-head coach, Albert Lea Cross Country, with us here on KATE. Well, let's talk about the Faribault meet that took place on Friday. And I believe you mentioned, we talked last Wednesday, a pretty flat course, a pretty quick course as well. And I assume the times probably showed that.
Yeah, I wish I could say that, but I can't. I take full responsibility for what happened last week. We were 14th out of 15th on the boys, and the girls were incomplete. I tried a new training regimen, a little bit more speed, because it's such a flat course. I thought it would help out, but I think it really tired my runners' legs out.
Okay.
And I've already written a note for next year: do not do what you did. So I take full responsibility for that. So we're looking for a bounce-back meet here at Rochester tomorrow.
And as a head coach, you stumble upon or you look up new philosophies trying to help your team, run faster, run quicker, and you try new things. And I think any coach would say sometimes things work and sometimes they don't.
Yeah, I absolutely blew it, and I apologize to the team, and I think they've forgiven me. I don't know. We'll find out.
Now, Jim, let's talk about Eastwood Golf Course in Rochester, invite tomorrow for the boys and girls. Talk about that layout. I'm assuming it's a course that the team has ran on before.
It has, but it's been a couple of years. Obviously, last year, because of COVID, we did not run there. And I believe the year after that, it got rained out. So we haven't, for example, Gavin and some of my junior, senior runners have maybe only run it once or twice. Obviously, my younger runners have not run it at all. It is one of the most difficult courses that we will run on. It has plenty of hills and nice straightaways. It's a huge field. I think there are 27 teams or so in it. And the nice thing that we will find out is I believe 9 of the 12 teams in our section will be there.
Oh,
teams
wow.
That we have not seen yet. Yeah, Byron and the Cassons and the Stewartvilles. Plainville, Elgin, Millville. We have not seen those teams, so we will have a good idea of what the competition will be in our section.
Now, Jim, do you have in front of you the schedule for times when each group is running tomorrow in Rochester?
I believe that my younger runners will be running at approximately 3:30 or so.
Okay.
And if I give you a quick shout out to my younger runners, Ty Stout and Andrew Scholl and Caden Hankey, came in 1, 5, and 6 at Faribault, which was really, really good. And then I had one young lady, Ellie Schultz, who tied exact same time, but they gave her second place instead of first. So those kids will run at about 3:30, and then it goes, I believe, varsity boys, varsity girls about a half hour after that, and then JV boys and JV girls after that.
So for anyone that is going over to a Rochester, kind of a schedule for you, Eastwood Golf Course for the Albert Lea Boys and Girls Cross Country Team coming up tomorrow. Again, Jim Haney, head coach or co-head coach of the Boys and Girls Cross Country Team. And Jim, we will not talk to you until after the event, but we want to invite everyone out on a Tuesday, September 21st, coming up next Tuesday. You guys are going to host a meet at Bancroft Bay Park. Give us a little rundown of the event on Tuesday, and let's invite all the local fans to come out and cheer on the runners.
Absolutely. So this has been something that's 20 years in the making. We did not have a home meet until last year. It was just one of those things that it's a long and complicated history, but we're always on the road, and then COVID hit, and we were granted 3 home meets, kind of duels, triangulars, last year, and we've turned that into a meet at Bancroft Bay, like you stated, and we are extremely excited to host Red Wing and Faribault, Waseca, and John Marshall. And we hope this will continue to grow, and a lot more teams will come, because next year that will be the section course. And so Coach Wayne and I are looking forward to help paint the course, and we'd love to have as many people out there as possible. That's the nice thing about cross country. You can see the kids a couple of different times, and there are no timeouts or anything like that. So when they're running, you get to see them.
What I love about watching cross country, and if you're someone that doesn't mind doing a little jogging, a little sprinting, a little running, put on your running shoes. Come out to Bancroft Bay Park on a Tuesday, because there's usually spots where you can see them at one point and then see them at a second point and then see them at the finish line. You might have to put a little jog in, you know, or a little faster walking, but I love that part. My wife thinks I'm absolutely crazy chasing around her 13-year-old when he's running cross country, because I go, do you want to run with me? No, I'll just go to the finish line and wait for him there, because I'm sprinting all over the place, usually working up a sweat when I'm watching him run. So if you've never been to a cross-country meet, if you had any interest to find out what this is all about, go to a Bancroft Bay Park coming up on Tuesday. It's a lot of fun. I can't tell you how much
really
I love
is.
It.
Yeah, it really is a lot of fun. And like you just said, sometimes the parents and the spectators put more mileage on than the actual runners in the race. So absolutely.
Jim Haney, again, co-head coach of the Albert Lea Boys and Girls Cross Country Team, our normal guest at this time every Wednesday on Afternoons with Aaron. And I was at a meet yesterday, and I got to ask you, there was this young man who, every time that we see him run, he's out of Belle Plaine. He's in the 15s. Yesterday, I think he ran a 15:34. Is that crazy fast?
That is crazy fast. That young man, I've forgotten his name, but I know he's ranked probably 1 or 2 in the state in double A. We saw him at the St. Olaf course, and I think he took 4th overall. But what a beautiful runner. Absolutely. Yeah, he's very, very good.
Okay. I thought it was, because even yesterday, again, he runs by, and you're literally waiting 90 mm-hmm. seconds to 2 minutes for somebody else to come. I mean, that's how far ahead he is of everybody. So I figured that something in the 15:30s had to be a really good, maybe a state champion kind of time.
Oh, you're absolutely right. I if not state champion, for sure, top 10 for sure. And we'll get to see him in Winona, not this Saturday, but the Saturday after that. So looking forward to that challenge.
Yeah, I forget his last name. His first name's Elliot. I know my son. Yep. Everyone knows Elliot from Belle Plaine, because anytime they're at a meet, Elliot beats everybody by 90 seconds to 2 minutes. Yeah. So he's kind of a famous name around our household. So I just thought I would ask you about that time. Yep. Again, Jim Haney, co-head coach, Albert Lea Boys and Girls Cross Country Team here at 141. Jim, good luck to the team in Rochester tomorrow. Again, the home meet on Tuesday. And we'll get a recap of everything from you coming up next Wednesday.
Sounds real good. Thank you for your time.
Again, Jim Haney, co-head coach, Albert Lea Boys and Girls Cross Country, joins us every Wednesday after news right here on